Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is episode 16 in our second volume of the show. Our air date is Thursday, June 20th, 2024. I'm your host, C. Willie. I am joined again by the lovely and talented
Connor P.
Still hasn't left me. I think I'm doing things right. Our special guest tonight, Peyton Riley. Peyton, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. We're excited to have you here, Peyton. We've got a star on our hands.
Yes, we do. She's a Texas star, too.
Texas native, expanding our geographic reach for the show. So we're grateful for that. We're talking to her from Louisiana tonight, which is kind of fun. Peyton, for those of you who don't know, well, I think a lot of you do know because you probably saw her on American Idol. Peyton is 15 years old. She's been performing to major audiences since the age of 9. Peyton has accomplished more in her 15 years on this planet than probably the majority of the artists that we know. So Peyton, congratulations on a great career that's just starting.
Thank you so much.
Hi, what all have you done to this point? So you've been performing since the age of 9. How did that all get started? What were you doing to get up on stage?
So I've been singing since I was 7 years old. And with the music school program that I did, they had like every single quarter they would have like a little showcase and I would go up and sing on stage. And of course I was so nervous because I was so young, but I just loved it so much. And so as I got older, I just started playing more and more. And then my voice coach asked me what I wanted to get out of music. And I told her that I wanted to be like Miranda Lambert. So she told me how to learn how to play an instrument, which that I was not expecting it to be that hard. But I started learning guitar at age 11. And I started writing songs at 9. And I think over the 6 years that I've been writing songs, I've written about over 75.
Wow.
And I love songwriting so much because it really just tells a story and touches people. And that's why I do music, just to help people through certain parts of their life, because music moves people so much. And I've just had a blast so far. And just how much I've accomplished so far, I'm really excited for the future since I am so young. I hopefully have a lot more time ahead of me, but I'm super excited.
Well, and you've been doing some amazing things, and it's been recognized to this point. 2023, you were nominated for the Young Artist of the Year by the Texas Country Music Association. You were the youngest ever nominee, and what's even better, you won it. Mm-hmm. So that made you the youngest ever winner of that award. That had to be gratifying to you. That had to tell you, hey, I'm doing something right.
Oh, yes, sir. It was so amazing. So the year before... So in 2022, I went to the award show just to watch and see everybody get their awards and walk the red carpet. And when we were watching everybody performing on stage and getting their awards, I turned to my mom and I told her that that was going to be me next year. And I worked my whole tail off and I made it there. And I was just that it was kind of like eye opening for me that if you work hard enough, your dreams will come true. And if you want it and you work hard, you will get there.
What does hard work mean to you? Tell us what a day is for you.
Just no matter how hard it gets, just always working as hard as possible. And that when somebody says no, don't be discouraged, because just work hard to prove them wrong. Like if they don't believe in you, then prove them wrong.
You've been doing that. So that the needs, first, oh, go ahead.
I'm just saying that needs to be on a t-shirt.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Prove them wrong.
That's some of your upcoming merch.
Right there.
The first song that we've got queued up for you tonight is Not As Much As I Used To. I love this song, by the way. We've been playing this a lot, and this is a great tune. Tell us a little bit about what went into this.
So... this is actually the first song that I've recorded that was not my own, which I was very hesitant about doing that. But I really, when the first time I heard this song, I really connected with it because I could relate to it kind of from the heartbreak side. But also it was a song that people could be sad but dance to at the same time. So I just really connected with it. So my producer Jimmy Melton. He's the guitarist for Jamie Johnson. He sent me this song that some of his good friends have written. And the first time I heard it, I was like in love with it. And so, as I said, I was super hesitant, but I fell in love with it. So I was like, whatever, let's just do it. And it really had a good turnout, and I'm super proud of how it has done. And a lot of people seem to like it, so that's a good thing, too.
Well, we love it.
We do. We definitely do. Let's give this a listen. Not as much as I used to, Peyton Riley. Riley, that's a great one. Now, you said that's one that came to you. Talk to me about the songs that you're writing. You told us at the onset, 70 plus that you've written in the last several years. What's your process? How do you put together a song?
So it's really different every single time. I've noticed that whenever I try to sit down in my music room and try to force a song to come out, I don't really like it, and it's harder to write the song. So it's really different every single time. Some people say that they come up with a guitar part first, or a melody, or just a lyric, and build everything around that. So I definitely use all different types of methods. It really just depends.
It's been interesting, the number of different artists that we've talked to on the show so far have that same sort of a description. Sometimes, I'm trying to remember now who it was sitting on a plane and wrote one of their favorite songs during the flight, got really? Home, recorded it. Sometimes it's the melody you hear and the words follow. Sometimes the lyrics come and we'll put music to it later. So it's that way for you as well?
Oh, yes, sir. When I was writing Mascara Doesn't Lie, I was actually on an NSAI Zoom call, and there was this guy that went to Berkeley who has this songwriting deal and all this type of stuff, and he's literally spilling his everything, all his knowledge of how he got a songwriting deal and all his methods of songwriting. And I don't even know if it was a word or question that somebody had. And I just wrote the whole song right there in 30 minutes. So it really just all depends. And then for Fireflies, that song I wrote, I think I was like scrolling for outfit ideas on Pinterest. And there was like this truck in a field with like fireflies. And it all just like came to me. It's like the most craziest moments.
Well, Fireflies has some meaning because that's what you played when you auditioned for American Idol. And yes. Praises to you, getting in front of Katy Perry and Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie.
Oh my gosh, right?
What was that experience like?
It was definitely really crazy. I did not think, like, in a million years that I would ever be on American Idol, but about around this time last year, American Idol reached out to me and asked me if I would be on the show. And at first, because they like DM'd me on Instagram, and I was like, this cannot be real. Like, this has to be like a scam or something like that.
I'm getting scammed. Yeah.
And then they sent me a link to get on the Zoom call because you have to try out several times before you make it on to getting on the TV show and all this stuff. So I made it through the first four rounds of American Idol. So I had to do that first, and then I went to Nashville and got to sing in front of Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie. So there were different parts all before, but it was definitely very, very nerve-wracking. So when I was on TV, because we got to watch it live, I'd just gotten home from a show. When I was watching it, I did not remember any of that happening. I was like, I did not remember saying that or anything like that. So it was definitely crazy.
They were so supportive of you. That's was now, you know, they made the comment. And for anybody that hasn't seen this, I would encourage you to look it up.
Oh, you need to see it, yes.
We YouTubed it. We've been watching. They were incredibly supportive of you. And by the way, you got a yes from Luke Bryan.
You did.
So, yes, very true.
Very cool.
Yes.
But they keep saying or kept saying during the courses, we want you to come back. Are you going to do that?
After the show, after like I had just got done and I came out of the room, I was like, just like I was bawling crying. So in that moment, I was like, no, I don't want to do this. But definitely when I got back home, I started thinking about it a lot because I had just come. So that weekend before, we had just been at the TCMA Awards. So I just won Young Artist of the Year. I didn't even go home and we caught a flight to go to Nashville. And the first day of American Idol, because it's 2 days, was a 12-hour day, and the next one was a 14-hour day.
Oh my.
So I was so exhausted. So even after it happened, like, I was on the show, like, it wasn't even real. So whenever I got home and I was able to, like, really think it through and really just kind of, like, accept what had happened, I was like, I mean, I would love to go back because it was such a great experience, and everybody there, you would think that some people would be like, oh, I'm better than you. Like, I can sing better than you. You don't deserve to be here. No one was like that. Literally, everybody was so supportive. They were all like, what's your Instagram? Play us a song. Do you want to songwrite with me sometime? Everybody was so nice. And it was just, since I am so young, there's not a ton of kids that are, like, around my age that sings. And just in the area that I live, there are some, but I'm not around them all the time. So just to be in that room with that many talented people all at once was so amazing and super fun. And I made so many amazing friends. I still talk to two of them or have messaged them a couple times because they were also on the show. They made it to the next round, and I had seen them on TV, and I was like, that is so cool. Keep doing what you're doing. You're going to do great.
And everybody's so supportive, I say.
Oh, yes, sir. Definitely.
That's absolutely awesome. So the song that you sang for them was Fireflies, which we've grown to love as well. Tell us a little bit about Fireflies, other than the fact that this happened after you had a vision from a truck with fireflies flying around.
Yes. So me and this boy, we have been friends since the first grade, so almost 10 years now since I'm going into my sophomore year. We have been best friends all through our years of school. Our moms are best friends. We actually just got back from a trip with them. And our sisters are best friends since the first day of school. They've literally been best friends. So we had always gone on trips with them all the time. We were always going over to each other's houses. So we just kind of grew up together. And so we started dating in the 7th grade. And then at the end of 8th grade, we stopped dating. And it's just really hard to lose somebody who's been in your life for such a long time. You've known them for so well and for so long. So that really took a toll on me. And also at the same time, in the same week, me and my friend group since the first grade had kind of parted ways, as you do when you're going into high school. So it was just like a super hard time for me. I was like super emotional and just really sad. But music, as I said earlier, moves people in so many ways. And writing this song just moved me. My own music changed me. And so every time I would sing this song, the hurt would go away just a little bit more and more. I know it doesn't seem that way on American Idol because I was bawling my eyes out. But so much better now. And it's because of that song.
Sure. Well, and I don't think, you know, you're relating to things in eighth grade going into ninth. I don't think it's any different when you're 30 going to 40. Mm-hmm. The same sort of emotions and the same sort of scenarios play themselves out.
Yeah.
And that's what I think the beauty of this song. Yeah, you wrote it from an eighth grader going to a ninth grader.
Mm-hmm.
But the message affects everybody regardless of age.
Yes, very true. And I know the song makes it sound like it's someone that like is your boyfriend or husband or whatever, but it definitely was a friendship too. So it was a friendship that was lost. So I'm also coming from that point. I also miss him being my boyfriend, but as being my best friend and him always being there to him not being there anymore.
There you go. Well, let's give this a listen. This is Peyton Riley and Fireflies.
Scared. I've been hurt a bunch of times, couldn't leave the past behind, but this guy was the sweetest of his kind, and God knows he could have been mine, but I had to go and ruin it. All he wanted was fireflies dancing in the moonlight. His hand felt so good in mine. Two stepping on the truck bed, four wheel drive into the sunset. Promise ring on my left finger, said the diamonds only get bigger. Doesn't that sound like a perfect picture? Loved everyone, no matter what. His eyes sparkled in the sunlight, heart bigger than the sunrise. Went to church every single Sunday, prayed to God on his worst days. How could I ever let him go? All he wanted was fireflies dancing in the moonlight. His hand felt so good in mine. Two stepping on the truck bed, four wheel drive into the sunset. Promise ring on my left finger, said the diamonds only. Doesn't that sound like a perfect picture? And I hope he finds someone who'll make him happy. And he'll look at her like it's the last time. And he'll hold her. Was fireflies dancing in the moonlight. His hand felt so good in mine. Two stepping on the truck bed, four wheel drive into the sunset. Promise ring on my left finger,
That's the song, obviously, that you did for American Idol. They liked it. The expression on the faces as they were listening to you sing that was awesome to see. So obviously touched a nerve with them as well.
Yes, sir.
And I have a confession that I do remember seeing you on American Idol. So when we heard you were coming on the show, I said, wait a second. And I typed in your name, American Idol. I'm like, I believe this is the girl. And it was you. So I have been a fan since you've been on the show. So,
oh, thank you.
So a lot of things have happened. You're doing a number of things. What's on the horizon for Peyton Riley? What do you have going on the next 6 months, the next year? Can you predict? When are we going to be hearing hit records from Peyton Riley?
I hope very, very soon. Fingers crossed. But, well, I am in Louisiana and I'm recording two songs right now, Limited Edition and Weather Boy. Those will be coming out in 2025 because I have some that I have already recorded at the beginning of this year that I'm still releasing. Then I'm coming out with the Fireflies music video. Then I'm going to be writing a Christmas song and releasing a Christmas song, which is super exciting because who doesn't love Christmas?
That's right.
Really the best holiday. And then I am partnered, I'm part of this organization called Love Hills Youth, and they give free counseling to foster kids. And foster kids are just really important to me because when me and my sister were younger, my family, we fostered three kids. And it was just really sad because you would have these 2 and 3 year olds come into your house who just had one shoe and the clothes on their back, and to know that you and like me and my sister had a roof over our head, didn't like we knew when our next meal was coming and they didn't. And so that just really moved me at such a young age. And so as I got older, me and my sister got older, we kind of moved apart from that. But when I was 13, I decided I wanted to get back involved with it. And so I've been involved with Love Hills Youth. And so we are starting this thing where I'm going to be going into public schools and I'm going to be writing a song for each month. We're going to have like a different topic to talk about. So like one of them will be like self-esteem, no bullying, self-love, all that kind of stuff. And I'll write a song about it and I'll talk for like 10 minutes about what the song's about and just about the topic, and I'll sing them the song. I'm super excited about that. It's called Singing Stars. That's our name for that. And so I'm super pumped for that. And then I got nominated as Young Artist for the Josie's Award in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry. So that will be in October.
Are you going to be there in October?
Yes, sir. I'm super.
We're going to see you there?
Yes.
I'm pumped. You are going to be there?
Yes, we are. We've got a couple.
Oh, my gosh.
So Jackie Daniels is a rising star of the year. And Mark Blumsteel is up for
it. Oh, my gosh.
But yes, we will be there. We will see you there.
I love it.
Yes, I'll see you all there. That is so cool.
Oh, I love it.
That is amazing. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
Well, let's back up just a quick second. The Love Heals Youth and the Singing Stars, is there a website or is there anything behind that that we might be able to get a little more information about?
Oh, yes, sir. So you can go to lovehillsyouth.com website, and I do not know if the Singing Stars is up there. We have it all typed out, but I don't know if we put it on the website yet because we are like about to get it approved in a couple of days.
Super.
So
super.
We almost have like 100% guarantee that's going to get approved. So
well,
hopefully
we want
it does.
They're listening. So we want them to get on there and learn a little more about it. That's good. So lovehealsyouth.com. So folks,
yes, sir.
Check that out as well.
Yes.
Now, I mentioned earlier that Bling Woman, who sits across from the table from me, took a look at your merch.
Because that's what I do.
There is a pink Long Live Cowboys shirt.
What's the pink hat?
Oh, the pink hat.
The pink hat. Love that.
Yes.
Yeah, love the pink hat. So those who are into merch like I am, you definitely need to check it out. And then there's a t-shirt. Actually, no, it's a long sleeve shirt, and it says "Long Live Cowboys."
Yeah.
Like who doesn't want that? I want it.
So where do they find you there, Peyton? If folks want to find the merch, like she found the merch, and where are your songs? Where do your fans find you?
So they can find me pretty much everywhere because social media is crazy. But yes. You can find me on all social media platforms at Peyton Riley Music, PAYTONRILEY Music. I also have songs on all streaming platforms. I think I have 8 or 9 songs out now. So like anywhere that you listen to your music at, you can see where my upcoming shows are and just like all this information about me and get merch on my website. It's PeytonRileyMusic.com.
Super.
But yeah, just look me up and you'll find me.
Hey Peyton, it has been a pleasure to have you on the Vehicle City Sound podcast tonight. Thank you for expanding our horizons a little bit. There is certainly an awful lot in front of you.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me. I had so much fun talking to y'all, and I will see y'all at the Josie's Award in October.
Well, we are. We're getting together.
I'm super pumped for that.
All right. Congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Definitely look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll see y'all there.
Absolutely. Hey, if you want to see us this weekend and you're in Bay City, Michigan, we are going to be at the Bay City Music Festival. Blue Sky Riley is kicking things off with the national anthem to get things started on Saturday the 22nd. We're there to see Blue Sky. We're going to be seeing Waylon Hanel. I'm sorry. Yeah, Waylon Hanel. Yeah, I said that,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Creed Fisher's there and my boy, Cooper Allen. Can't wait to see him up on stage. Who do we have on the show next week?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So next week we have Brent Moreau.
All right. Looking forward to talking with Brent. We're going to have some fun with him. I think that's a wrap on tonight's show. I want to thank one more time, Peyton Riley. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For all of you that are out there listening in podcast land, we are on all the platforms now. It's not just Spotify anymore. That got us our start. We're happy about that. But wherever you catch your podcast, you can catch us. If you want to know more about where we're going to be, what we're doing, VehicleCitySound.com, that new website's out there, and there's some merch on
there's
there, too.
Merch.
And if you want to get in touch with us, well, you can always catch us on Facebook, Vehicle City Sound. But if you want to drop us a note and maybe suggest somebody that's as talented as Peyton, I don't know if that's possible.
Because she's not
there. She is there. But get us on VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. That's our email address. We'll look forward to hearing from you there. For everybody, thanks for listening. Be good.